I'm on a mission to help high flyers just like yourself, who until now have let the fear of public speaking hold them back from making a bigger impact. Join me as I find out the secret sauce from the world's leading speakers to make your speeches more interesting, enjoyable to give, and impactful for your audience. That's the mission, and this podcast will get you there. My name's Victor Ahipeni, and this is the Public Speaking Secrets Podcast. Speaker Nation, what's happening? Welcome to a short snippet of an episode for the Public Speaking Secrets Podcast. I'm your host, Victor Ahipeni. Super excited to have you here. And something that's come to mind recently has been some of my private students that I've been working with one-on-one. I've been working through a drill to get them more confident with my public speaking blueprint to be able to give more off-the-cuff presentations and for them to get more comfortable with that. So when they transition into content of their own that they already know and are happy and comfortable to present on, that they can use that format a lot easier with a lot more confidence without having to spend countless hours preparing presentations. And when I say without having to spend hours practicing, then it's really important to understand what I'm about to speak about. So there's a saying that a lot of people, when I say practice makes, the audience always finish off with perfect. But here's the thing, practice does not make perfect if you are doing the wrong thing. Now, I'm a golfer. I love playing golf. If I go to the driving range and I've got a slice that loves to creep back if I don't play frequently, and if I go to the driving range and get a bucket of 50 balls and grab my driver and hit 50 drives, I'm not expecting to decrease my slice because I am not changing anything. All I am doing is doing the same thing over and over again. If, however, I go and I get a lesson or I video my swing and I look at having enough experience of playing golf, I look at where my swing plane's going and I change that, then I start practicing that continuously, it makes it permanent. So practice doesn't make perfect. Too many people and too many of you out there have a stigma of perfectionism or you're a perfectionist and you don't like to put anything out until it is perfect. Now, here's the thing. It can't get perfect until you start putting it out there and perfecting it. And so what that means is practice makes permanent. So we've got to make sure as speakers, as business owners, that we are continually getting the right coaching, the right guidance, and the right frameworks that we can put what we already know around it to optimize what we're doing so that when we go onto the golf course, we have practiced the right swing multiple amounts of times and that we are getting rid of that slice and it makes it a permanent straight shot or an attempt at a permanent straight shot. And obviously golf's a great an analogy because when I get onto the golf course, there's times where, yeah, I do hit it straight. There's other times where I have a bit of a slice or I might even have a hook because I overcorrect. But what that does is it just teaches me and I learn. The same thing goes with speaking. You're going to go on stage and if you've got the right framework, then that's going to set you up for success. But you're going to come off and me personally, I record my presentations. I review a lot of my presentations and I look at, are there particular words that I say? Are there particular postures that I take at certain times? Does my pace change at certain times? All of these little things I can start picking up on. And that's how I work to get towards the so-called perfect presentation. It's not until it's actually out there in the world, actually out there and put in front of an audience, that I can start perfecting it. So my challenge to you is if you're holding back from giving a presentation, whether it be at your workplace, to your employees, to somebody that you're pitching for some business, it might even just be putting a video on social media or a video out, a live video or a webinar, get it out there because done is better than perfect. So getting something out there is better than having it continually behind the scenes getting worked on and never getting out to your audience. If you truly want to make a positive impact on people's lives by sharing your message, then you've got to start by getting it out there. And if it absolutely sucks, nobody really even talks about it. They only talk about it if it's amazing. So you've got the ability to be able to go out there. If you bomb, then fine. That's fine. You go back to the drawing board and you have a lot of room for improvement. As you improve, more people are going to talk about it, enjoy it, and then take it on board. If you haven't got a structure or a framework and you want to improve your public speaking, then jump over to publicspeakingblueprint.com/free book, and you can grab a copy of my number one best-selling book under the same name as this podcast called Public Speaking Secrets, where you can get a framework that you can implement to have consistent, reliable results every time you step onto the stage, no matter the preparation time that you have or the length that you have to speak for. I look forward to seeing you all on the next episode of Public Speaking Secrets. We've got amazing guests lined up for you to be able to take your speaking business and opportunities to a whole nother level. So I'll see you all there. And in the meantime, if you want to fast track your confidence and impact with public speaking, then be sure to jump over to publicspeakingblueprint.com, where there's an array of free resources to help you no matter where you are on your journey to becoming a more powerful speaker. And while you're at it, jump over to Facebook and join our free community called Speaker Nation, where there's a ton of other like-minded individuals just like yourself looking to level up. Thanks for listening, and be sure to subscribe so you don't miss next week's episode.